Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Con Ed is working a gas leak that has emptied out a few buildings in Washington Heights. Got 70 people out on the street right now while they investigate this thing. Got a call about elevated gas readings, which Con Ed says was the result of an alarm from an installed natural gas detector. So buildings 1989, 93, and 85 at Amsterdam, if you live in any of those buildings, 1989, 93, and 85, don't go to the house right now expecting to get in. They had to be evacuated. At this hour, the FDNY and Con Ed is on the scene trying to find the source of this leak. No injuries reported. We'll stay on top of it. We have a reporter headed to the scene, and we'll let you know once we get the update. So for right now, we don't know when the evacuees will be allowed back in their buildings. Stay tuned to 1010 Winds again for the update. Meantime, a criminal investigation going on stemming from that disturbing story out of Brooklyn in the wee hours of the morning. Three men shot outside a lounge at around 4:30 today. It happened at the Island Seas Lounge over on Utica and Farragut in East Flatbush. Witnesses telling police they were just standing outside on the sidewalk doing nothing, and trouble just showed up from out of nowhere and started firing away. One man took a slug to his left hand. Another was shot in the leg, both taken to Brookdale in stable condition. A third man was later found to be shot, but he refused medical attention. Was this random or a payback hit for something earlier? Well, police haven't said if there's a motive or not. So far, there have been no arrests. Mayor Adams says the quality of life patrols we reported on a little while back to answer those little things that drive New Yorkers crazy appear to be working. And so they're expanding the policy all across Brooklyn. Hey, you, with the 3 a.m. party on a Sunday morning, yeah, you, your days are numbered.
How does your neighborhood look, sound, and make you feel? Complaints about these types of things and more are what the NYPD's Q teams are focused on, says Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The chronic problems that chip away at a block's sense of order. The abandoned cars, the illegal vending, the repeat noise complaints, the sidewalk obstructions, homeless encampments.
Now fully deployed throughout Brooklyn, the department hopes to continue cutting down on 311 response times. Mayor Adams.
It's about what people feel. It's not just the numbers and the stats, but do you feel safe?
Next stop, Queens, next week. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Fort Greene.
Hey, everybody, they're opening up more libraries on Sunday. It'll be a total of 30 branches now across the city that'll offer seven-day service starting next month. Council Speaker Adrian Adams came up with the $2 million expansion, saying basically folks' brains don't go cold on Sunday, so we need to open up more libraries here. The expanded Sunday service will extend to 11 more branches. Councilmember Justin Brandon says libraries aren't just about books anymore. They're tabernacles, he says, of freedom and democracy, serving as a lighthouse for kids, parents, new immigrants, seniors. He says the city can't exist without these spaces, offering literacy programs, homework help, career help, you name it. A city lawmaker says surveillance technology, which could identify your walk or your gait, as it says, should remain protected. Councilmember Jennifer Gutierrez says, just like your tax records and your fingerprints, we need to put safeguards on people's gait as well. Just so we're clear, everybody, gait recognition is the newest frontier in surveillance technology, where a computer can eventually be able to identify you based on the way you walk down a busy street. Isn't that crazy? So Gutierrez has authored a bill now designed to stop it in its tracks.
If for some reason gait technology is being used for you to, like, because they've captured your IP address, they've captured your gate, all that stuff, that you have protections, that you know about it, and that an agency is required to let you know that it has captured your information, and that you have the option of knowing.
Isn't that bizarre? So what if my little toe is hurting and I'm walking funny? It's crazy. Anyway, she says the bill would also include other identifiers like keyboard stroke patterns and other information about how people use their phones and computers. This is just truly amazing. In other news, they're here. Six of the state Democratic lawmakers out of Texas who fled to avoid passage of a Republican redistricting bill are here in the Big Apple. The Republican majority need a quorum to pass the plan intended to ensure the GOP keeps control of the House, The lawmakers call it gerrymandering. Governor Hochul says there is only one way to describe this.
Donald Trump came up with this scheme, perhaps with some help with AI, I don't know. But they have literally redrawn 5 congressional districts, primarily representing communities of color that need the representation. They've drawn racist lines to disenfranchise millions of Texans.
Already, Texas Governor Greg Abbott talking about taking steps to remove the lawmakers from office if they don't show up this afternoon for that vote. Democratic Representative Mahala Plessa says they're just doing it right out in the open. And Texas, the whole nation, has to fight.
The fight isn't just about lines on a map. It's about lives on the line. That's why we're here. That's why we're fighting. It's about democracy.
Governor Hochul says Texas Republicans are, quote, flagrantly breaking the rules in order to hold on to power. And she says this has got to stop. A one-of-a-kind Hamilton scavenger hunt starts today.
No one else was in the room where it happened.
And a Broadway company celebrating its 10-year anniversary with a hunt that goes for 20 days, starting right now. You'll explore iconic landmarks in the city, you'll solve clues and capture the moment, all for a chance to win tickets to see Hamilton on Broadway. You can download the so-called Ham app, and it'll show you 12 special locations across the city. You'll have to hit all those places, by the way, and post the pictures from at least 3 of them to qualify. Download hashtag HamCam. And it'll unlock special camera filters with the location's names. Ham cam, huh? Okay. This could be fun, you all. I'd do it before it gets hot again, though. Running around in the heat, you'll end up in the room where it won't happen. Up at Presby somewhere, suffer from heat exhaustion. In other news, the mayor and the police commissioner says no matter what anybody tells you, a hint to Washington, crime is not running rampant in New York City. And in fact, they rolled out numbers today showing a significant drop in some key metrics. Might even call them record drops, including the lowest number of transit crimes ever. Commissioner Tisch.
July was the 10th straight month of major crime declines. Murders were down by 49%. And in our subways, excluding the 2 pandemic years, it was the safest July in recorded history.
Yeah, she says that's not to say that, you know, we're totally crime free, and especially after that mass shooting last week up on Park Avenue in the city. But overall crime, she says, is down. Mayor Adams says it's the 7th consecutive quarter of crime reductions, with some of our most violent crimes at record lows all across the city. Well, on this next one, I knew something was up this morning as I walked out the house from my building, went to get on the PATH train right there in Newport, Jersey City. Man, they had so many news cameras and emergency vehicles surrounding the place. I thought, oh, are they looking for me? No, I thought it was a shooting or something, actually. It turns out there was a big fire, which put out a ton of smoke down in the hole. Somebody posted video of flames licking the sides of a train car and people shouting for the operator, open the doors, open the doors. The smoke is getting thick. Started just after 6 this morning on an eastbound train. Thank goodness it was at the platform and not down the line, you know, down in the tunnel or somewhere. 13 people, they say, were treated for smoke inhalation at the scene, and 9 of them were taken to the hospital. PATH investigating what started that fire. You know, they've been doing a lot of work down there lately to upgrade the platforms and the infrastructure. We will let you know what they find. But we're told that things are running again, so I would assume that station is open. If we hear differently, we'll get back to you, and we will let you know. All right? All right. Oh, I got a terrible story out of Unionport, the Bronx, everybody, where they're telling us about a drowning which happened on Friday, and it was a 1-year-old girl. This happened at what's described as a home-based daycare center. That's what police are calling it. This is at 2117 Story Avenue. The ME will determine an exact cause of death. Sources just say the little girl was found in a backyard pool. They took her to Montefiore Einstein, where she's pronounced dead. Again, this was Friday evening. Just made the police media report today. We'll keep an eye on it, and we'll let you know more details once we get them, of course. 1-year-old. The Clark Street subway station in Brooklyn, meantime, will remain closed indefinitely following the collapse of a hotel awning. This came crashing down yesterday morning in front of the station's entrance. Luckily, nobody was hurt with that. NYC Transit President Demetrius Critchlow says he can't give a timeline as to when the station will reopen.
Right now, we have trains running below us, and the 2 and 3 is running as frequently as possible, but it's not stopping here. We do not have access to the station. And I don't have an answer as to when that is going to be.
Yeah, it says 2 entrances need to be addressed, and the key will be figuring out which one can be done the fastest so that customers can safely access the station as soon as possible. New Jersey's just secured the largest environmental settlement ever achieved by a single state. DuPont will pay more than $2 billion to remedy long-standing contamination stemming from forever chemicals. You've heard us talk about that and other pollutants. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin says the settlement will include protections for residents.
These corporate defendants will pay up to $1 billion to fund their cleanup. And some of them are setting aside nearly $500 million to ensure that if any one of them goes bankrupt or otherwise fails to fulfill their responsibilities to the state, taxpayers won't be left footing the bill.
The settlement resolves a lawsuit filed in 2019 against DuPont and other DuPont-related entities. Not an easy day for workers at 345 Park Avenue, returning to the office for the first time now since last week's mass shooting that claimed four innocent lives.
This young man works in the Bank of America that's part of 345 Park, on the bottom floor, and would often interact with the police officer and security guard that lost their life on that ground floor.
It hasn't fully hit us yet, so I think maybe once we're in the building, it might feel a different type of way.
Amid the stepped-up police presence all around the perimeter of the building, I witnessed many people hugging friends as they went back inside for the first time. This man works down the block.
I think one of the young ladies is my daughter's age. So, you know, you think about stuff like that.
A young lady who works on the fourth floor told me business as usual here, not even close. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.